Welcome back, everybody, to Locked On Pirates. This is actually the 100th episode of Locked On Pirates today on Thursday, October 22nd. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit Rock Auto and let them know Locked On sent you. And on the 100th episode of Locked On Pirates, we are once again with a special guest from the Pirates farm system in outfielder Travis Swaggerty. How's it going, man?
I'm doing great, man. I can't complain one bit. I appreciate you having me. And I didn't realize that was the 100th episode, so I feel a little extra special. So that's
I realized this morning.
That's awesome.
Like, hey, perfect time to have a guest on there.
So I know it.
Go ahead and tell us about yourself, Travis.
Well, I really don't know what to start with. I mean, I guess you want to know about baseball. So I'm from Louisiana originally. I live in Biloxi, Mississippi now. And I went to University of South Alabama, played baseball there, and went there for 3 years and had a good career. I loved it. And then drafted in the first round, 2018, by the Pirates. And I've been with them ever since. I mean, other than baseball, I mean, baseball's gone pretty well. Big dog lover. And
big dog lover.
Yeah, I have a big chocolate lab. And my fiance and I are big hunters as well. We hunt white-tailed deer. That's our hobby we do together. So that's pretty much it. I don't know what else I could possibly say about myself.
And you got it going for you, dude. You're getting drafted. You got drafted a couple years ago. You got a wife. You got your wife almost being married to you. You're hunting white-tailed deer, and you got a chocolate lab. I don't know how.
That's right.
That. So how has being a part of the Pirates organization been for you for about 3 years now?
It's been really good. Even with the change of, you know, management that we've had, I think that transition was pretty smooth, but for the most part, it's been awesome, man. They've taken care of me, and they've also allowed me to do kind of my own thing at the same time. So you're able to take ownership of your career, but also they have the resources and the technology and all that to help you get better. They don't force you to do anything that's ridiculous. I mean, they kind of let you have your own reign on things. So I've enjoyed it so far. It feels pretty professional, and it's definitely been great.
Awesome. Have you had a chance to ever go to Permane Brothers yet?
I have. I actually didn't have it. Well, actually, when I signed, I got to sign at PNC Park, and the first thing that I was told is like, hey, man, you got to try Permane Brothers. And I was like, never heard of it. What's going on here? And it's like, oh, they put the fries on the sandwich, and they're like natural cut. And like, man, I was not expecting how good it was. It is the bomb. But I when I went to Altoona this summer, they have one there, and I got just a normal – I think it's called the Pittsburgher.
Yeah.
Just a normal burger with a – and I had some – caramelized onions on there, man, it is awesome.
Yeah, people get really thrown for a loop whenever they find out that you put coleslaw and fries on a sandwich. It's kind of
I usually hold the coleslaw. I'm not a big coleslaw guy, but their wings there are pretty good too. I'm a big wing guy, and their wings are awesome too. It's definitely one of my favorite spots up north.
It's good to hear that. Most people in Pittsburgh will be really proud of you, because anybody that eats it is a friend of ours. Absolutely. So how did your time at South Alabama improve your game, and how do you continue to improve your game with Pittsburgh?
Well, at South, the big thing was the culture there. You know, you take ownership of the work you put in, but the guys that we recruit there are always like hard-nosed grinder type guys. So we really, really got after it together. And I think that was a big deal for not just my development, but everyone else that's there. You feed off each other, and you feed off the culture that's in the locker room, and we have a good one there. So developing there was pretty easy, honestly. I always wanted to get up and go hit at night with other teammates, and it just varied. It would be one guy one night, and then two guys the next night, and then it was like I would hit with literally, it seemed like 10 different guys every week just to hit. So developing there was pretty easy, pretty smooth. And then getting into pro ball, really, there hadn't been super, like, major adjustments. I would say it's more just getting more reps. You play more games, obviously. You play every day. You're facing higher-level pitching. So I think developing mentally is more so than physically now with the Pirates. But I feel like I'm in a good spot. Every day I learn something new, it feels like, and I'm figuring out my body more. And that's the part of growing up and being a professional. You start to learn, you get more body awareness, you start to learn and figure out what you're doing. And when you make a mistake, it's easier to correct. You know what you felt. It's actually it's pretty nice. It's nice knowing as much as it. I feel like I know anyway about what I do. So it's been smooth.
Well, one of the big facets of your game that a lot of people know is how fast you are. So who do you think you can beat in a race, like in the organization? Do you think you can beat everybody?
There's not a lot of guys that I think that are faster than me, but I think Daniel Amaral is one of my he's been my roommate the last 2 years, and him and I run about the same speed. But I'm trying to think of a big leaguer I could fit. I don't know. I've never ran next to Brian Reynolds.
Okay.
Jared Oliva is a good one. I would like to race Jared because he can fly.
You'd like to race Jared?
Yeah, Jared. Him and I worked every day in Altoona, and he's obviously a really, really good base stealer. And I would love to compete with him any way I can.
We should make that happen, man.
We should make it happen.
On Pirates exclusive. Let's make Jared versus Travis Swaggerty in a race happen. 40-yard dash.
That would be something like special.
A 4-4 and a 4, probably maybe a 4-3 maybe.
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a nice one.
With the Pirates having a plethora of great outfielders across their history, as you probably know, like Roberto Clemente, Andrew McCutchen, et cetera, what goals do you have for yourself, both short-term and long-term?
I would say short-term, man, just getting to Pittsburgh. Honestly, like, the goal my whole life and every baseball player is to make it to the major leagues. So I think the short-term would be to get there and then to stay there. And then long-term, like, obviously I have goals for myself, like, I want to be, or I feel like I can be a Gold Glover in center field, and mainly just stay there and produce. I mean, I don't want to put a lid on what I can do, but I also don't want to put a floor there either, you know. Just the goal is to, man, just play in the big leagues and excel and be an all-star and support my family at the end of the day.
Awesome. So this is one that I usually like to ask, like, fun questions, if you haven't noticed.
Sure.
What is your go-to walk-up song?
Oh, that's hard because I change it every year. I don't have like a
– You change it every
I don't have like year? A good, I change it every year, yeah, because I sometimes – it just depends what I'm feeling because I like to feel relaxed and chill when I'm in the box. You know, like, that's my happy place, my relaxed place. So sometimes I get a little hip-hoppy, and then the next time I'll go country. Like, I just kind of – just depends on what I'm feeling. But this year, I was going to walk up to a George Strait song.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, what are some of them that you have done in the past?
Oh, in college, I walked up – my junior year, I walked up to London Bridge by Fergie.
Nice.
I walked up to Through the Late Night by Travis Scott. What else did I walk up to in college? I had something else. I walked up to a Demi Lovato song. I mean, just whatever vibe I was feeling, you know?
We like to hear that. I mean, you're diversifying it. Walk-up songs are always like the best, just because it's like everybody, you get to like truly show yourself, your personality and everything. And one thing I have heard about you is you have a very, really good, bright personality, which is something I always look for.
Yeah, you can definitely hear it in my music. I try to get the crowd going for the most part. Yes. That's what I was going to do here for a good time by George Strait, because in Altoona, I know that song would be a nice hit.
Who has helped you the most so far, coach or player, on improving your skill sets?
Ooh, or coaching, that's hard. Players? That's hard. I will say in the off season, I will give a shout out to my hitting buddy who went to South Alabama with me. He's currently with the Boston Red Sox. His name is Dylan Hardy. Okay. He's an outfielder in the Red Sox organization. Him and I work out and hit together pretty much every day in the off season. So, I think we really feed off each other, and it's a good thing. Coaching-wise, that's more difficult because, you know, pro ball, you get different guys every year.
Yeah.
But I would like to say that I've done the most improving working with Coach John Nunnally,
mm-hmm.
who's going to be in Indianapolis, who was supposed to be in Indianapolis this year, but he was in Altoona. And then we had Jonathan Johnson there too. He was supposed to manage the West Virginia Black Bears this year, and them two – together, I've made more strides offensively, mentally, physically than I ever have in Altoona with those two guys. So I would say those two have had a huge impact on me. And hopefully, if I take care of what I want to take care of in the offseason, doing what they were helping me do, I'll show up in spring training in a really, really good spot.
Awesome. Sounds good. So having a last name like Swaggerty, honestly, is pretty damn awesome. What would be your ideal nickname for Pirates fans to give you? And I'm sure you follow Pittsburgh culture as well. We've already coined Canadian receiver Chase Claypool Mapletron. So we get very interesting.
Mapletron?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, so that's awesome. To compare him to Calvin Johnson. So what would be, like, your ideal nickname for us?
That's hard because I know on Players Weekend they do that, and Tim Anderson already had Swaggy T, which I feel like would fit me better, but that's fine. He's got more swag than me anyway, so I'll let Tim have that. But, I mean, people call me Swag, Swaggy, T-Swag. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. Whatever name sticks for the fans, I will gladly roll with. Even we had our pitching coach in Bradenton, Drew Bennis, started calling me Gertie.
Because
he's like, everybody calls you Swag. I'm just going to use the rest of your last name. He started calling me Gertie. Okay. Actually, it's pretty funny. And at first I hated it, but now it kind of stuck a little bit. And then he started turning Gertie into Gertrude, and it just was ridiculous.
You never know. That might actually stick. You really never
Gertie.
Know. Like, something like that really might stick.
You could literally call me anything. I'll probably turn my head and look anyway.
There you go. What players did you idolize before you became a highly touted prospect in South Alabama, and or what players did you mold your game around?
So I have two, actually. So growing up, making high school and stuff, when Jacoby Ellsbury was in Boston, I loved watching him play, and I feel like we played – like, my game was pretty similar to his, and I wanted to be like him. I mean, Boston Jacoby. He's better, a lot better than New York Jacoby. You remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was cool. He was the man in Boston, and I really liked watching him.
Trust me, I'm best friends with a Red Sox fan, and she lets me know all the time about stuff like that.
Jacoby is the man. And then – because I grew up – I mean, I really – when I grew up, I didn't really have, like, a team that I necessarily rooted for, because being in Louisiana, like, the two teams that were closest were the Astros and the Braves, and growing up, both those teams weren't very good. So I just kind of enjoyed watching baseball, but it seemed like the Red Sox and Yankees were always on TV, so that's just who I watched, you know. So I liked watching Jacoby. And then once I got to college, and Jacoby kind of started to – well, he left Boston, so I didn't really like the Yankees growing up, so I didn't really – I stopped watching him. Which is not his fault, but
yeah.
I started really liking Charlie Blackman.
Charlie Blackman, okay.
Really, really like Charlie Blackman's game, and I still do. So if I had to say anyone now, I would say Charlie Blackman.
Awesome. Well, hopefully you'll be playing against him next year.
That would be sweet.
And is there anything else that you would like to add, anything fun about yourself, anything interesting or unique that people don't know about you, just stuff like that to kind of – end it off?
I don't really know, to be honest with you. I mean, people don't know that I can actually – I won't let my fiance cook anything because I like cooking so much.
Oh, really?
And I don't even have a go-to meal. I mean, I'm from Louisiana, so I try to cook as Cajun as possible. But I'll do anything. We actually had a big pot of gumbo last night, and it was awesome.
That's why you didn't do leg day the next day, right?
Exactly. I was learning how to make that. So I just had my mom's recipe. I'm learning how to make it differently. It's good stuff.
Awesome.
But I mean, other than that, I don't really know. I just, all I do is hit and work out. It seems like in my free time, I use my free time to get my work in. That's just what it is. And I play Call of Duty a lot too.
All right. Have you got any of the jump scares yet in the new Halloween?
Oh my goodness gracious. I got three yesterday in the same game. Three.
Right.
It seems like you open one up, and then you're like, you don't, for like the next 30 crates you hit, you forget about it. So your mind gets off it, and then it jumps you again. Man,
I'm gonna have to call Call of Duty, man. I can't have them scaring one of our top prospects. I don't like that you like have a heart issue or something because it scares you. Something like that.
It's just because it's loud, you know. It's not like it's just loud and it startles you. It's not necessarily that the jigsaw or whatever scares you. It's like. Just makes you jump because it's so much louder than the rest of the game.
Oh, yeah.
It is funny, though.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed hearing everything that Travis had to say today. Again, he's a highly touted prospect in the organization. Look up a ton of stuff about him. You'll find out a ton of things about him as we did today. Thank you so much, sir, for coming on today. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys have a great rest of your day, okay?